Joining me now is the founder of the Australian Learning Lecture, Ellen Koshland. Ellen, welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much. It's lovely to be here again.
Now, we're here to talk about this recent report that the Australian Learning Lecture commissioned from Chris Bonner and Tom Greenwell, the authors of Waiting for Gonski. What is it that you were hoping to achieve with this report?
We want to start a new conversation around some key facts that we think people are not aware of, or not enough people are aware of. Tom and Chris wrote a fantastic book in Waiting for Gonski, when a huge amount of effort went into solving our problem of both unequal delivery of opportunity for our young people in Australia and our declining overall performance. And they showed how 10 years on, we were in no better position. In fact, the social segregation of our schools, the winning and losing postcodes were even worse than before. And what we realized was that lots of people would not necessarily read that excellent book, and that we wanted to get out a report so that all Australians would really know some of the key things that we have to face. And so some of those are, first of all, our framework of education is unlike any other in the rest of the world. We don't have a common framework. We have this hybrid public-private framework, and no other country has that. Second of all, in many countries comparable to ours, like Canada, Scotland, Netherlands, public does not have to mean secular. It can include secular and faith-based schools, and they work very well. Canada is certainly a country very comparable to ours. And if you are a parent, you can sign up to a Catholic school, a Montessori school, many different kinds of schools. And they are all in one common framework. And that's what we think we need to achieve here, or at least talk about achieving. The report from Tom and Chris puts through a very considered framework, a proposal of how we do that. But we are saying we're happy to hear other proposals, but Australian Learning Lecture thinks that we need to have a conversation about finding a common framework. And the reason we do is because we're going down, down, down on both overall excellence in education and a worsening case of inequity. And that's really doesn't sit well with a country that believes it's fair, that wants to prosper in the new world and has so many wonderful young people who all deserve great opportunity.
Who do you want particularly to be engaged in this conversation? Who do you think needs to read this report in the first instance?
Well, I think all members of Parliament need to be aware of it, but I think parents need to be aware of it. I think business needs to be aware of it. I think the whole community needs to come in to understanding and this saying we really must now find a consensus of a way to move forward. It's not very smart for a country which really wants to exist in our contemporary economy not to have a really well-educated population and future learners who are active and able to enjoy learning the next challenge. It's something that is of grave importance for us to solve this.
The official launch of this report was on the 19th of April, just a little over a week before we're having this conversation. Have you had any initial feedback on the report so far?
Well, first of all, we got wonderful coverage, which was fantastic, in the Fin Review and in The Age and many in The Conversation. And it was... Very encouraging that the Catholic Education Commission said they were open to discussing the report, which was very encouraging. We got a wonderful response from some parents. So it's now our job to take this conversation further and to hopefully have a hosting in Parliament in Canberra, and to really hopefully bring real understanding when we're entering this National Schools Reform Agreement that we can do it differently. There are answers out there. We can do this. And one of the great things is we can afford it. So we really need to start talking about with everyone what are the ways we can move forward.
Well, we look forward to following that conversation as it unfolds. Ellen, thank you for your time. And once again, thank you for your commitment to equity and supporting student growth in education in Australia.
Well, thank you for allowing me the chance to share it with your listeners. All the best, Cameron. Thank you.